Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
A lot of people for their New Year's resolution is they got to find a new job. Everyone always says that. But the question is, how do you get your foot in the door when there's a million other applicants going for the same job?
Yeah, it can be tough, especially. And it's that time of year where everybody wants to get that better job. Taxes are happening. They're reflecting on what they did and didn't do last year. They got to find that new spot. But how do you stand out from everybody else?
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us in the studio this morning, it's Bruce Ennis. He's the Vice President of Human Resources at Bigelow Tea. Bruce, we're coming to you. You're always our HR expert because, you know, well, you've also been my mentor since I was, what, 13? So how do you suggest somebody get into a company? Because I think that we're all in the agreement when you just go on some of these websites, your resume goes into a black hole.
Well, there is the fear that it goes into a black hole. I think I'd point out that at the moment, the good news is the job market does tend to open up the end of January, beginning of February. That's in my experience. Companies have come through the new year, they've got themselves organized, and now they know what their budgets are, they know what positions they're looking to recruit. And in February, I found that jobs tend to open up, and so there is more out there in the marketplace. So it's a great time of year following a New Year's resolution to be thinking about what's that new job and how do I get it.
Yeah, so don't procrastinate. You know,
I figured it was just everybody that wanted to pack up after the last year. They were like, okay, get rid of him,
right?
Get rid of him, get rid of him.
Is this when you fire people, Bruce? Be honest.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But also the other side of it is it's a new year. Bonuses have been paid out from the last year, and people start thinking and looking, and you know, what are the job opportunities out there for me? And so how you get in is a different challenge, and hopefully I can help with that.
Okay, so you see a job that you like, right? What is the first thing you do? You don't just go to the company's website and send it. You think there's other ways to go around it, right?
Well, a lot of this is about networking. So for example, you see a job, and obviously there is an application process, and usually that involves online applying. And there is a fear, and there is a certain amount of truth to the fact that a lot of applicants fall into that black hole. Unless a company has a very good system or very good people actually looking through the resumes,
right,
maybe looking for the keywords, maybe looking for matches with the job posting, it can be very difficult because you're dealing with, in some cases, hundreds, even thousands of applicants, and you are one of that number. You do get a lot of people that just blindly apply for jobs. Even if they're not qualified, that can actually add to the confusion for recruiters and those working in human resources departments to actually find the true candidates that fit the needs of the job posting. So the first thing to do is actually read the job posting and truly decide if it's a good fit and understand what they're specifically looking for. And another thing to look for is the experience required. Oftentimes in a job posting, they'll put that certain number of years of experience in a particular kind of industry or in a particular kind of function.
Do people still write cover letters?
They do. Me personally, I go straight to the resume. I want to see if the skill set of the individual matches with what I'm looking for. It's time consuming. And not to get ahead of myself, but one of the things that's very important after the interview, and we'll talk about getting to the interview later, is the thank you note. I think it's essential that you send a thank you note after an interview, but it's very important to me that it's personalized and that it actually reflects on some of the conversation that happened during the interview. You don't just send the bog standard thank you. If I don't get a thank you letter, I notice.
Is email just as okay as a handwritten one?
In my opinion, these days it is.
But it turns out there's definitely three things you should be doing when you're submitting a resume. We're going to find out what they are coming up next with Bruce Ennis, VP of Human Resources at Bigelow Tea on Star 99.9. Bruce Ennis from Bigelow Tea. He's the VP of Human Resources, and he's got all our questions about how do you get in the door when you're looking for a new job. It's Star 99.9. And Bruce, what would you say are the three major things you should be doing when you are submitting for a job at a company?
There's a lot of things that you need to think about that differentiate you from other candidates applying for a position. The first thing is, if you know somebody who works for the company, talk to them, find out about the culture. And one of the things that's very important is, it's not just about what are they going to pay me. It's, this is my job. What is the culture that I'm going into? What is the environment like? And if you know somebody or know somebody who used to work there, you can often find out a lot. And when you go into an interview and can share that you've researched the company, you're in a better position.
All right, number two.
Researching on a company, if anybody comes to me and has not even at least looked at the website, which is very simple to do, and actually been to the website and told me how they can relate to it, picked out some things that are important to them. If the company has a particular affinity for community organizations, what have you done in the community? How have you registered that that is important to the company? At Bigelow, we put a lot of emphasis on providing help and just community activity. So when an employee comes in and says, hey, here's some of the things I've done in the community, it's part of my
things that I like that you do.
And I love to see that it's so important to your organization.
Great tip.
Yeah.
So that's very important. And I think if I was to say another do, it's preparation for the interview. Don't just walk in blind. Don't just assume that you can go in and wing it. It's research. It's understanding the job description. It's preparing to answer questions in a way that provide examples of how you've handled certain situations before. Don't give generic responses to questions when you're in the interview, when you're in the door. Take the opportunity to say, let me give you an example of how I've done that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because past behavior indicates future performance. And good interviewers will be looking for that. Best thing I can hear is, let me give you an example of when I had to handle an obstacle or solve a problem. Because then they're giving you something they've actually done, and it's something that I can further question, especially to see how it matches with the job posting and the job description of the profile that I'm looking to fill.
Love it. Bruce Ennis, VP of Human Resources at Bigelow T. Thanks so much for stopping in today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.